Thank you so much to our sponsors, Yellow Racket Records, a place for music lovers to discover, hear, and buy new and pre-loved records. Great staff, great coffee, comfy chairs. YellowRacketCHA.com. And RC2 Realty Solutions, Real Estate Investments. Robin Ring's got a brand new thing. Call 531-1722.
Hello, folks, and welcome again to Rockyology, broadcasting deep inside a wormhole this morning. Yes, a wormhole, one of the Einstein predictions of things that could happen, that might happen, that could be happening all around us. And apparently it is, because that's where we are, in a metaphysical state of being that is beyond description. Multiple universes, multiple possibilities, multiple options of all the things, all the intersections in your life. Could you have gone left when you went right? Could you have said hi when you said hello? They're all here. We're at the juncture of all things inside the wormhole. And what are we going to do? We're going to rock out. We're going to take a song from the late 60s, and we're going to translate it to 2020, and we're going to feature the late Eddie Van Halen, just recently passed. This is David Garfield and friends, Eddie Van Halen being one of them, with my favorite Hendrix song. And if you look at all those alternate universes and different rockyologies that have been archived, you've heard me say, this is my favorite Hendrix song before, and it's always been a different song. Behold the genius of Einstein and his wormholiness.
Know what I'm talking about. Got my own life to live. I'm the one that's gonna have to die. It's time for me to die. So let me live my life the way I want to.
Play on.
If six was nine, who knows what Jimmy was thinking about when he wrote that. If six was nine, well, just think about a six and a nine. If you turn them upside down, it's 96. That makes no sense at all. There's no sexual position called a 96. There's the 68 where you do me and I owe you one, but nobody likes to talk about that. This is Rockyology with Nuga's own Jeff Styles, digging into deeper cuts, sometimes digging myself into a hole I can't really get out of. Demos, alternative takes, the live stuff, B-sides from classic rock albums, the occasional tapping into the richest veins of new music as well. All right, with the passing of Eddie Van Halen, non-COVID related, I just thought it would, be worthwhile to take a second. Not morbid, not macabre, not sad, but just a moment to note the many passings we've had this year. 2020 has not been a good year for classic rock artists or urban artists, R&B artists, jazz artists. We've lost a lot of greats this year, many due to COVID. Let me just take one second here. I'm standing here in the wormhole at the metaphysical gates of rock and roll heaven and just read off a few names. I may do this again a little bit later in the show, of some that we lost, kind of in chronological order this year, starting back on the 1st of January. Marty Greb of the Buckinghams, Martin Griffin of Hawkwind, Neil Peart of Rush, remember that one, Andy Gill of the Gang of Four in February, Ivan Kral of the Patti Smith Group, David Roback of Mazzy Star, Mike Somerville of Head East was in February. Bill Rifflin played with King Crimson and R.E.M., not one of the founding members, obviously. Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne. Steve Farmer of the Amboy Dukes, the first Ted Nugent band. Matthew Seligman, the Thompson Twins and the Soft Boys. Kraftwerk, the great German band. We are going to hear from a band on a German TV show here in a second, but Kraftwerk, Florian Schneider, one of the robotic elements of that band, Dave Greenfield of the Stranglers, early punk, real punk, lost him in May of this year. Of course, who could forget losing Peter Green, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and the founder of Fleetwood Mac. Walter Luhr, a member of the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty's band, of course. Lee Kerslake of Uriah Heep, Tommy DeVito of the Four Seasons, and Johnny Nash, also very recently, just a few. A modern version of a classic old song. That's what we started out with there with the late, great Eddie Van Halen. We're going to be coming up on the first time you ever heard a classic rock band. As a matter of fact, most of you actually never heard this song. The band is War. Eric Burdon of the Animals is the guy that founded the group War. Yes, the long-haired leaping gnome that was the frontman of the Animals. They actually released the big single in 1970, Spilled the Wine, but this incredible, long, extended version that I captured from an old German television show preceded it. And this is the other classic that they did that most people don't know anything about, Tobacco Road on Rockyology.
Go, boys.
Are you calling boy?
All right. It's on
Holler. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where you sweat.
You in it?
Forget it.
think I was through with the list? No, it continues. Just in the rock vein, Al Rex of Bill Haley and the Comets, Joey Image of the Misfits, Sweet's Steve Priest, Paul Chapman of UFO, one of your bands, Argonaut. We lost so many, and that's just the rock and roll category. Hey, the very first time War was ever seen or heard there with Eric Burdon on that German TV show, this is the first time anybody had ever seen or heard U2 as U2 on a British TV show. It's short, the audio is not great, but you can see where the signature sound came from.
This clip from 1978 represents the world's hottest ticket in their first ever appearance on RTE as U2.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time, live from the wormhole, also known as the Rockyology Radio Roller Rink, to lace up your skates and get out there and get ready to couple skate. It's couple skate only. The lights are off. The disco ball is glowing. If you got your laser beams on, flip them on, folks, and get out there and get your boogie on. Here comes Bootsy Collins. That's Bootsy Collins back with a new one, baby. The Power of One with his pal George Benson, straight from the wormhole, 1970-something. Get it on, baby.
Is the power of the one. It's the power of the one.
You know this funk has just begun.
You can lean on me. Let your mind be free. Power.
I shall not won't die.
Power.
But I need the funk, baby.
We'll be right back.
essence of the funk is the power of the one bop.
Going back. look like a turtle and I fall. Get pearls in the sea. And you can just sit there thinking on your velvet throne. I'll buy all the rainbows so you can I'll have all your own. When you've made your mind, love a more bound to be mine. I'll tell you right now, I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little
was Jewel, Sunshine Superman. I am thinking that one came out around 1996, 1997. It was on a soundtrack to a movie called I Shot Andy Warhol. Never saw the movie, don't know anything about it. I know Andy Warhol did get shot, so I'm assuming it's about that incident. I really don't know. I know I looked for that song forever and could not find it on the internet for a long time. You can't find everything on the internet. Trust me on this one. Nuga's own Jeff Styles, host of Rockyology, the show that you're listening to right this very second, live inside the wormhole, live inside the warped out, strange, twisting, turning black hole time-space continuum, predicted by Einstein and proven to be reality today, right here, right now, as you listen to it with this broadcast, digging into deeper cuts, demos, alternative takes, B-sides, the live stuff from classic rock albums, new stuff that sounds like it could be from a classic rock album, and the occasional tapping into the richest veins of new music as well. I was called a music snob years ago as an insult, didn't take it that way, took it as a badge of honor and still wear that badge today. And I've been digging for weeks and weeks and weeks now for the little nuggets under the rock piles of music history to present them to you. And I'm telling you right now that not every song is available on the internet, believe it or not. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear two today. I finally tracked that one down. And the song that we end with today, I actually had to call a friend of mine that was actually in the band that recorded it so I could get a good digital copy to play for you. It's a beautiful song, too. So you've got that to look forward to. Here's something else you have to look forward to. Next week's show is not going to be Rockyology. It's going to be Rockerology. Rockerology, hosted by Rebecca Cruz Styles. Yes, the lovely and talented Rebecca Cruz Styles, my wife, my better half, and as the Argonaut will testify, certainly the better looking of the duo that make up the Styles household. Yeah, it's a fine-looking woman, and she's a rocker from way back. As a matter of fact, she kind of gets on me for not rocking hard enough on this show, and she's going to bring all female artists to the table. So we will test her. It'll be the old acid test, the litmus test, to see if she can stand up to the withering onslaught of my criticism. Oh, it's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. I'm saying that now when she's not in the room. It'll be a totally different tone when she's here. You guys know how it works. You're in the club, right? Outkicked your coverage. I'm the president. Yeah, I'm the president of that club. All right, very quickly. Let me continue to run down the list of folks that we lost this year before we continue on kind of this kinder and gentler female track of music. We have one coming up from Ani DiFranco. We also lost, Maristel Negre from Peaches and Herb this year. We lost Lyle Mays from the Pat Metheny Group, the keyboardist for Pat Metheny for years and years. We lost Joseph Shabalala from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We lost Barbara Martin, one of the Supremes this year. Bill Withers, what a huge loss that was. Barney Ailes, one of the huge executives from Motown Records, passed away back in April of this year. Sweet Pea Atkinson, who was with the band Was Not Was, worked with producer Don Was forever. And Little Richard, just to name a few. It's been a tough year for rock and roll legends, there's no doubt, or music legends in general, musical celebrities in general. Now, this is from Ani DiFranco. Ani is a politically active, incredibly hyper-intelligent person whose music is always superb, sometimes dense, sometimes complex. This is a very light and breezy, jazzy look at all the screwed-up stuff going on in this country today. And I'm very proud to present it to you now on Rockyology.
Ever just want to give up? Well, me too. Are you shocked by what people get used to? Do you wake up in a cold sweat? Well, that's sane. At least you got a little brain left. You got a little brain. Foxes in the hen house and bad news every day. And right there on Pennsylvania Avenue, the sheetless KKK. And there's models wielding microphones chasing maniacs around. And everything's on fire. And there's twisters touching down.
Doesn't matter, then you're not paying attention. Yeah, everything they do to keep you from their invention. But we can do that if we try. Yeah, if we do that, like it's do or die. We can do that if we try. If we do that, like it's do or die.
Persian carpet. As I fell into the dress, a thought came to me. Into my heart, I have a dream. And a door opened. I turned to face the music. I was ready for the Kennedys. I don't know if it was 1960 or 1963. Everything was timeless, even me. I wasn't old, I wasn't young. I was just part of their dream. A shadow walked with me down the hall. It was Martin Luther King. All in shadow, all before me. Overwhelmed by destiny. Someone said, sing us a song. There's a piano and handed me a drink. The room was full of hope. A song would set them free. And I said, please God, show them the way. Please God, on this day. Spirits all, give them the strength. Peace can come if you really want it. I sat at the piano, stared out at the shadows. I sang the words, I have a dream. He wasn't my old friend John, I didn't know him then. He smiled at me, and I sang these words. Whatever it takes to be free. No, I didn't know these men, but they knew me. It was all symbolic, nothing was as it seemed. They all left us in a single shot, but they didn't take the dream. And drinking champagne. I was just a piano player, the voice, part of their dream. I was 35, maybe I was 15. It was just another night in the presence of Martin Luther King. I was just a dreamer. I was ready for the Kennedys. And I said, please God, show them the way. God, on this day, light the fire, start it over, tell the world about the dream, start it up, make it real.
don't forget it, please God, show them the way.
And that's Stevie Nicks, a brand new one from her. And I'll be totally honest with you, it's called Show Them the Way. A look also at 2020 and the screwed up stuff going on in our country and in our world today.
She still sounds good, though.
Doesn't she? All these years later, and all of the female artists out there are still, in some way, shape, or form, they're chasing Stevie. Still chasing Stevie. Now, I'm going to say I did not care for that song the first time I heard it.
To be 72, though.
I'm not even going to get into the aesthetic qualities of the Stevie Nickness of this world. God knows. Go back and look at that cover of Buckingham Nicks, if you can find a copy of it on vinyl. The quintessential California chick, and has pretty much lived that life, hasn't she? Gypsy, reincarnated witch of a woman that she is. God bless her. And I'm just serious about this, though. I mean, the first time I heard the song, I thought it was a little bit on the cheesy side. You know, the bringing up RFK, JFK, MLK, all the Ks. And then I listened to it again, and I realized that there was really an important message in that song. She wasn't taking sides. She wasn't calling names. She wasn't being hateful or spiteful or saying that the other side are a bunch of idiots. Kind of what Ani did a little bit in her tune. And there's plenty of room for that in this world right now. There's a lot of people that are being idiots out there. But she was just sending up a prayer to the powers that is, help us out. Help out our leaders. There's only so much we can do out here in the hinterlands and flyover country. And that's not much. We get to, you know, use our voice. We get to use our vote. We get to make our feelings clear. But sometimes we're going to have a little help from above. And that's what that song resonates with, is please, God, show them the way. So I don't know what your belief system is out there, but whatever it is, ask the big guy, the big cheese, the big girl, the big kahuna, the big dog, whatever is in your universe, the cosmic muffin that rules all things. Give our leadership some help, because they're floundering. All of them are, all over the world right now. I think we can kind of agree on that. All right, very quickly, some of the country people that passed this year. Judy Dibby, Fairport Convention, really folk. Charlie Daniels, Steve Holland of Molly Hatchet, Mac Davis, Helen Reddy, Dave Olney, Chris Darrow of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Patrick Gibson of the Gibson Brothers, Joe Diffie, and of course John Prine. The list just keeps going on. It's a sad list, but we're not going to be sad today. We're going to celebrate it. This is that final tune I mentioned. This is a band called Blue Ground Undergrass, and led by a friend of mine, the Reverend Jeff Mosier in Atlanta. And I had to call him and say, can you get me a good, clean digital copy of y'all's version way back a long time ago, instrumental of Wichita Lineman? And he sent it to me. And you're going to hear it here. And it's one of the most beautiful, haunting versions of a wonderful song you've ever heard. Thank you for listening to Rockyology. Thank you.
Fret podcast wouldn't be possible without the support of our sponsors, Kelly Subaru, Safe, Frugal, and Green, Riverfront at MLK, and at kellysubaru.com, Dr. Brett Moldenhauer, Institute for Acupuncture and Wellness, and North Spring Cryotherapy and Rejuvenation Center. Find them at northspring.com. For more, go to fredpodcast.com.
And for you podcast listeners here at fredpodcast.com, where all the Rockyologies and all the Storyvilles are archived and live forever and ever inside the wormhole and without, in all universes at all times. And with everything in a perfect scenario, I would never make any flub-ups or mistakes or say stupid shit that comes back to haunt me. Especially next week when my wife is in here doing Rockerology. She's probably been making a list and checking it twice if I know her. So I'll be paying for my sins, trust me. There is karma, even in the wormhole. But today, for the podcast listeners, we always have a little something special for you that is not held down by the heavy, heavy battleship chains of the FCC. And something maybe with some adult content in there. And I'm going to go with a local band, a band right here, founded and put together and forged in heat and steel and fire and whatever, here in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Say, do you care to tell them where the hell we're at? But okay.
Chattanooga, Tennessee. Scenic City, the Dynamo of Dixie, rock rising to a point, mountains looking at each other, river of death. It has many different definitions, Chattanooga does, but the band is called Strung Like a Horse. Strung Like a Horse. I don't know how they would prefer to refer to their music. It is somewhat countryish, somewhat grassy, kind of Americana. It's hip-hop, it's jam grass, it's all over the place. It is what it is. It's Strung Like a Horse. First time I ever heard of these guys, I was at a festival, and a dude came up with a banjo slung around his neck and a bowler hat on. He introduced himself and handed me a little EP compact disc with three songs, and it had written on there with a Sharpie, Strung Like a Horse. And I said, well, you guys win the best name contest right off the bat. But they've turned out to be one of our best bands. They represent very well. And here is their song. If you don't like their name and you don't like their music, they've got something for you. The name of the song is called Fuck What They Think. And I think you're going to like it.
Some folks will like you and some that just won't. Some that stay real and some that just don't. Trying to fit in will only take you so far. You'll never find home trying to change who you are. So don't spend your whole life trying to be what you ain't. You can't hide your heart with a new coat of paint. You think they'll accept you, I promise they can't. Just be who you are. Fuck what they think. So just be who you are and fuck what they think. Shake off your shame and throw it away. Don't feel the rain, just join the parade. Loving yourself, forget what they said. If you ain't been you, then you're better off dead. So don't spend your whole life trying to be what you ain't. Can't hide your heart with a new cold thing. You think they'll accept you, I promise they can't. So just be who you are and fuck what they think. An invisible trap that I set for myself. Live to work hard for everyone else. Woke up one day to find out I'm alone, and all the hard work that I did was now gone. Now that I'm without, I'll start looking within. Gave it all out, now it's time to take in. This time I'm learning how to live in my skin. Trying to be me, I ain't trying to fit in. Trying to be me, I ain't trying to fit. Knew that I was right when I was wrong. Tried to move away without moving on. Learning every day. So don't spend your whole life trying to be what you ain't. You can't hide your heart with a new coat of paint. You think they'll accept you, I promise they can't. So just be who you are and fuck what they ain't.